Hallelujah. Jeremiah, the 31st chapter. I feel like I can preach now. Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 1. So good to have everybody here. Oh, Scott, God bless you. Thank you for being here. Amen. David, seeing you over there, God bless you. The Bible said, at the same time, saith the Lord, will I be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus saith the Lord, the people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness, even Israel, when I went to cause him to rest. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. See, a lot of people think God's gave up on them. Amen. I got a word from the Lord tonight. He said, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. You know what everlasting is? It means everlasting. Therefore, he said, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. He said again, will I build thee, and thou shalt be built, O virgin of Israel. Thou shalt again be adorned with the tabrets. That's the tambourines. He said, you're going to be walking around when I get finished with you. I'm going to give you your tambourine back. Shalt go forth in the dances of them that make merry. Another version would say, I will rebuild you, my dear children, Israel, so that you will once again be built up. Once again, you will take up the tambourine and join in the happy throng of dancers. Hallelujah. Everybody say once again. Everybody say once again. I want to preach for just a little while the promise of once again. You've lived a perfect, squeaky life, praise God. But this is my message. Amen, I've got a promise. I'm living in the promise that he said, I'm not going to hate you always. I'm not going to be angry always. Come on, help me pray right now. Get a hold of somebody next to you. Hallelujah. Come on, pray fervently. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, change people in this house. Encourage people in this house. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Sharama sandada boho sandada baha. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. My, I feel somebody is going to go to a new level in prayer, a new level in consecration, a new level in dedication. Hallelujah, somebody's going to get a revelation. God's not against me, God is for me. Yeah. Come on, clap your hands to the Lord right now. Praise him. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Amen. You can be seated for a moment. Amen. I want to preach for just a few minutes what the Lord laid upon my heart this week. I guess this was in my Bible reading this week, and I could not get away from it. Amen. Every day that I would read the Bible, I would pray. This kept coming to me. And this afternoon, the Lord showed me, dealt with me. It's time to preach about the promise of once again. Praise God. Amen. Are you thankful? Amen. That when you end up messed up and you've let God down, that's not the end of the journey. Amen. But we're serving a God that said, I'll bring you again out of Babylon. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. This is what God would say to Jeremiah in Jeremiah 3 and 12. He said, go and proclaim these words toward the north and say, return thou, backsliding Israel. Everybody say, return, backsliding Israel. Amen. We are the people of God. Amen. The New Testament church owns every promise of Israel in this Bible. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, you got to return though. And he said, I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, saith the Lord. He said, and I will not keep anger forever. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, I will not be angry forever. Amen. I've been preaching about patterns in this Bible. Once you read this Bible a few times, you start seeing the same thing over and over and over again. And I was praying, God, it seems like what you did in Israel, you did in the New Testament church. Amen. And the scripture come to me. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If God did it for one, he'll do it for another. If he did it for his people Israel, he'll do it for his New Testament bride. Hallelujah. But God is going to expect the same thing out of us that he expected out of them. Amen. And one of the patterns that I see is that he is a loving God. Amen. He is a just God. Amen. He does correct his people. Matter of fact, he said, if he didn't love you, he wouldn't whoop you. That ought to make you feel a little bit better when you get a whooping from God. You can just say, you know what? He loves me. He don't want me to do that again. He don't want me to say that again. He don't want me to act like that again. Hey, don't pout and cry and woe is me because you get in trouble with God. You ought to flip the script and say, you know what? If he didn't love me, he wouldn't whoop me anyway. He didn't love me, he wouldn't care what path I was on. If he didn't love me, he'd let me go do whatever I wanted to do. But he loves me. Hallelujah. Man, he corrects his people, but he also restores his people. Hell, I don't have a sad story to tell you. Amen. All my stories are happy. Amen. You know why they're happy? Because they end happy. Some people tell their story way too soon. Amen. Wait till you come and prayed a few times. Wait till you fast a few days. Wait till you line up with God for a little while and come back and tell me, is it still like it was? Or is God turning it all around? Hey, he'll take your sad story and turn it into a happy story. This happens over and over throughout the Bible like pattern. He restores people. But this is the people that he restores. It's the ones that return from their backsliding. Praise God. Amen. Nobody run the aisles. Amen. That's who he restores. I'm not talking about backsliding at the bar tonight and doing all kind of immoral things. You can just disappoint God and you're going backwards. You just skip church a few times and you're going backwards. You miss prayer meeting a few days, you're going backwards. But all you got to do is return from going backwards. Come on, this ain't real hard. Hey, man, if you slack up, just go ahead and throw it up in high gear and keep on going and go. Hallelujah. No matter if it's a large amount of backsliding or just a small setback, for those that are willing to return, God's willing to restore. Hallelujah. God is willing to let his anger subside and to, everybody say once again. Once again. Everybody say once again. God said, I don't want to be mad at you. I want to give you your tambourine back. Hallelujah. God wants to give people their joy back. God wants to give people their dance back. Amen. But you got to want a return back, first of all. Amen. Come on, church. I want to teach you how to turn the anger of God in a moment. When you turn, He'll turn. Well, I'm going to sit here, amen, just because I'm mad or whatever you are. Well, you'll leave just like you came. But if you're willing to turn from the path you've been taking, He's willing to turn that anger and give you something back. Amen. Is anybody willing? This is the problem with Christianity. I think we're the only Christians there are. I just use that term loosely. Amen. The church. This is the problem with the church. Amen. We get a powerful touch from God, and then we're happy about it. Praise God. Amen. But then we back up, throw it up in neutral, and just hang out a little while. The problem with neutral is before long, you're going to start rolling backwards. Hey, this is something you can't coast into heaven. Well, I'm just going to slide on in. I sure have worked hard in my life. It's time for these youngins to take up the slack. Praise the Lord. No, it ain't time. It's time for the older ones to show the younger ones this is how you have church. How are they going to know how to have church except they see somebody drunk on the Holy Ghost beating a tambourine? You know what the tambourine represents? It represents praise. But to me, it represents more than that. It represents victory. I never seen anybody that was feeling defeated grab a Hey, will somebody go get them tambourines back there while I'm thinking about it. I never seen anybody that was down and depressed grab a tambourine. You got to get the joy before... Hallelujah. Amen. He said, I want to restore you. Here's the problem, though. Most people think when they let God down, they can never reach again the place that they were in prayer. When you let God down, the devil wants you to believe you can never be restored to your place of worship. You can never be restored to your place of ministry. Amen. I don't have any Bible for that. I don't have any Bible for what the devil's been lying to people about and telling you you cannot be restored. But every time I read this Bible, all I see is a merciful God saying, if you come back to me, I'll come back to you. Come on, come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I have no Bible for people that live in fear and say, I can't worship like I used to because I let God down. I don't know where that scripture's at. I've read this Bible 20 times and I ain't found it yet. But I did read a scripture from David that said, He restoreth my soul. He restoreth my soul. Hadabosharah. Well, I can't do it again. Well, you can't do it again if you don't turn around. But if you'll turn around, God will make it happen. Matter of fact, I've got scripture that says if you'll turn back, God will give you more than you had. Zechariah 9 and 12. Turn you to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto thee. Amos would write it like this, and I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel, and they shall build the waste city. God don't want you in bondage. God gets no pleasure out of people being bound in Babylon. He said, I'm going to bring you back, and you're going to build the waste cities, and you're going to inhabit them. You're going to plant vineyards, and you're going to drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens. They're going to make gardens, and they're going to eat the fruit of them. And then God said, and I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, which I have given them, saith the Lord thy God. I got a promise. I got a promise for the people of God. Don't raise your hand, but this is what the Lord showed me this afternoon. There are people, amen, they're not living in the sweet like they used to live. And they get satisfied because they think about they've let God down. And they're just happy to be back in the church. And they sit there and they starve to death. And they think about years gone by when they used to know how to touch God. And they knew how to worship. And they were used in tongues and interpretation. And they were used in prophecies. And they were used in all gifts of the Spirit. Hey, I got a promise. God said, I'm going to give it back to you. God said, I want to give you that tambourine back. When they come out of Egypt, and the wall of water stood up on this side, and a wall of water on this side, and they walked across on dry ground. When they got to the other side, the Bible says, Miriam, well, that makes me mad when it's only women praising God. You know, it ought to be the leaders in praise. It ought to be the men. Come on, when they come out of Egypt, they grabbed a tambourine. Started praising God. Somebody needs to come on out. Come out of that trial. Come out of that cold place. Come out of that bitterness. Come out of that hatred. Urabah. You somebody next to you. Come on, get a hold of somebody. Everybody reach for somebody. Hallelujah. They began to shout and dance and say, the Lord hath thrown the horse and the rider into the sea. I want to tell you, God can end your trial. God can turn your trial today. Come on, turn. All you got to do is turn. Come on, the joy's coming. If you'll praise him, the joy will come. If you'll praise him. Come on. Come on. My dance back, God. Give me my praise back. Give me that joy back. Shut up, yeah. Come on, if you need joy, come on down to this front. It's tambourine time. It's time for somebody to claim it. Hey, 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 I'm getting it back. I'm getting my dance. I'm getting my praise. I'm getting my faith. Come on, let the Holy Ghost come upon you. Let the Holy Ghost. Ah, this is a promise. This is a promise. He said,